KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's sunny and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be clear today with a high of 81. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, progress on the Schulberg Recreation Area Dog Park and other parks and rec department projects have slowed to a crawl or dead stop in some cases due to the soggy weather. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring said Monday that the fence has been ordered for the dog park and crews had wanted to begin installation, but the weather prevented that from happening. Weather permitting, the fence will be installed sometime next week. After that will come grading for a parking lot, drainage management, and installation of dog exercise equipment being built by the Atlantic Eagle Scouts.
Then the next pieces of it are obviously going to be doing some grading. And the grading will be for a parking lot, and then we'll have to get the street department to come in with their motor grader to strip some of the sod out of there and then install a pipe to get in it for drainage along the ditch there. And from that, we're also in the process of getting some dog park exercise equipment built as an Eagle Scout project, and so we do have that lined up, and he's going to do three different types of equipment initially for us for the dog park. One's a ramp, A-frame kind of thing. Another one's an obstacle course.
Hurdles. The agility poles and...
And signs stating the rules and regulations of the park will also be installed. Weather permitting, the dog park will be open on or about July the 15th. Herring said also the kitty corral at Sunnyside Park is complete with the exception of a memorial bench installation. Assistant Parks Director Seth Stashelm said a handicapped accessible drinking fountain will be installed at the Camblin shelter at Sunnyside as well as soon as some trenching can be completed as the weather improves. The fountain will be complete with a hose bib and jug filler. Another weather-delayed project is the East Nishnabotten River boat ramp near the Atlantic Wastewater Treatment Plant.
We really actually have to wait for some low water in the creek because the first section of the boat ramp has to go into the water about 10 to 15 feet, and they have to slide it down there. Well, they don't want to slide it down there and the excavator go in there with it.
Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey has announced that he'll be visiting Cass, Buena Vista, and O'Brien counties tomorrow. Northey will address an FFA field day for the future in Lewis at noon on Wednesday at the RISU Armstrong Research Farm. Later in the day, he'll speak at the grand opening for Farm Nutrients and Rembrandt, attend an avian influenza support prayer dinner in Albert City, and speak at the Iowa Corn Growers Barbecue in Sheldon. Northey, a corn and soybean farmer from Spirit Lake, is serving his third term as Secretary of Agriculture. The Iowa Department of Agriculture reported just one new case of bird flu last week and says all the infected birds at the turkey facilities have been destroyed and all but one of the chicken facilities have had their birds euthanized. Deputy Ag Secretary Mike Negg said recently that it will not be a quick process to put birds back at those sites.
It'll vary from site to site and depending on the facility. You could be looking at several months before some of these sites can have repopulation. Some maybe sooner than that, but it really is kind of on a case-by-case basis. Again, whether you're talking about a turkey site that is composting or whether you're talking about a large lair facility that has cages that need to be cleaned.
There are 76 infected sites in 18 counties, and the longer it takes to get them back up and running, the more money they stand to lose. But Negg says there's not a quick answer on when the sites will be back in business.
That is unfortunately, a big question mark for a lot of folks out there is how long, will they be out of operation and how quickly can they get back into operation again. And
Negg says cleaning up the facilities can take more than a bucket of soapy water.
It can be quite complex, and there's a process that has to be gone through, dry cleaning and, actually cleaning out, sweeping out, cleaning the cages out, and then a couple of other options that could be available, some spraying and disinfecting, some fumigation, those types of things.
There are more than 31.5 million birds that had to be destroyed after becoming infected. The USDA has more than 2,100 staff and contractors working on the avian influenza situation here in Iowa. More than 300 state employees have also participated in the disaster response at some point. A nonprofit says around 140 volunteers have collected an estimated 10 tons of trash from the Missouri River here in western Iowa. Volunteers last Saturday morning picked up the trash at a number of sites along the river. The effort was part of an event by Missouri River Relief, a nonprofit based in Columbia, Missouri, that coordinates cleanups from South Dakota to St. Louis. Among the findings by volunteers were multiple propane tanks and even an arrow. Missouri River Relief has other cleanup events scheduled into the fall in other states. City officials say the superintendent of Sioux City's wastewater treatment plant is no longer employed by the city. Sioux City media outlets report city officials declined to say if Jay Nadei's termination is connected to an ongoing investigation by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. The DNR is investigating whether an employee changed chlorine levels in wastewater samples to meet standards outlined in a state-issued permit that allows treated wastewater to be discharged into the Missouri River. The Sioux City Journal says attempts to contact Nadei were not immediately successful. City Attorney Nicole Jensen said a complaint about the wastewater was sent to the city's legal department. The city officials have said that they are cooperating with the state and U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Jensen says the city is conducting an independent investigation. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Guthrie Center woman was arrested by police in Adair on June the 9th. 31-year-old Lisa Marie Ebricht faces several charges, including animal neglect, death, or injury. According to the sheriff's report, the woman allegedly had the power shut off to a home at 602 Adair Street, knowing there were animals in kennels inside the home during the day. Ebricht was also cited for disorderly conduct, obstructing an emergency call, criminal mischief in the third degree, trespass causing injury or damage in excess of $200, and harassment in the second degree. The sheriff's office said also 46-year-old Kevin Eugene Stark of Adair was arrested June 11th in Adair by authorities with the Iowa Department of Corrections. Stark was taken into custody on a warrant. His bond was set at $2,000. And 33-year-old Michael Joshua Jones of Creston was arrested June 11th by Adair County deputies on a charge of harassment in the first degree. His bond was also set at $2,000. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.